make Christmas yours with Spotlight.
Nick, Jess and Ducker, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Wildest place you've done the job. That kind of job, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, we used to have a trophy.
Oh.
For wildest place that you could...
Do it?
You know, yeah.
And you held the trophy at one point?
And briefly held the trophy.
But we, you mean your friends or you and one of your exes?
Between me and... Well,
it was with an ex.
I secured the trophy with an ex.
Yeah.
And where did you do it that secured you the win for a brief period of time?
I think, from memory, we got the trophy for the steps of what was Telstra Dome, which I think is now Etihad Stadium or Marvel Stadium now.
Oh,
very public.
Internal, external steps?
External steps.
Time of day?
2 a.m.
2 a.m. Had you just come from a game or something? Or were you just passing by?
I think, like, we were 19 at the time,
uh-huh.
Maybe even 18.
Yeah.
We'd, like, planned to go there.
You planned to go
to
there?
To do that, like, yeah.
Jesus. Sorry, my phone's
to get the trophy. And then a friend of ours.
I was going to say, you're just watching something.
I'm just sure. All this talk was getting me.
And right. Then a friend of ours took it out because he and his partner just on a inhabited train.
And no. I find that disrespectful.
Yeah, that's like, where it's tipping into bad scale.
It finished the game because they're like, that's gross.
You've ruined it.
Yeah, you've ruined it.
Soon it's just going to be like in front of everyone at the Shibuya crossing in Japan.
Yeah, but it was
the most public place.
Shibuya. Shibuya. Oh, yeah. Roll call.
It was a dumb game to start with.
Yeah.
It would appear so.
That's pretty wild public. Like, I've done it at they had a big botanical gardens in the old city I used to live in, which was very public. It was sort of went up a bit off the path, but people are still walking the path below us.
Yeah, right.
Botanical gardens, how lovely.
I was very nice.
I had one with nature. Do you remember the flowers that surrounded you at the time?
No, it was prickly. It was hard.
That's uncomfortable. Yeah, don't do it in the cactus part of the botanical gardens.
So many
splinters. Do it in the peony part.
The reason I asked, though, is there's been a couple that have done it in a peculiar spot. So let me set the scene. They're in Florida. But the highway patrol troopers, like the super troopers, pulled this couple over.
Come on, meow.
Come on, meow. You know how fast you're going, meow? Meow! Pulled this couple over because they were speeding.
Yeah.
And doing a few other things wrong. They got arrested. This couple then...
Oh, it was that bad? Not just ticketable offence?
No.
Get in the back of the car.
Yeah, well, it was driving a suspended licence.
Oh.
Also in a suspect car. They didn't know if it was theirs. Anyway, they get arrested. They're in the back of the car. The couple's in the back of the same car. And they said to the officer, what would you do if we just started having sex in here? And he said, you're not allowed to do that. Do not do that. Rah, rah, rah. He, for some reason, had to pull over and leave and then get something. And when he came back, they weren't doing anything, but he dropped them home. Okay. When the police later reviewed the footage from the car, because obviously all police cars have cameras in them, they realized that in that time that the cop went out to do something, I'm not sure what he was doing, that they, you know, got the deed done.
So even though they'd asked permission and he'd gone, you're not allowed to do that.
Mm.
He still left them alone.
Yeah.
These criminals who he's just arrested.
In the backseat of the car. I mean, they can't get out.
Upstanding citizens, obviously.
Yeah, I know. And she said, baby, we should record an OnlyFans video back here because they're on OnlyFans. So they recorded themselves doing it in the cop car to upload to OnlyFans.
They had their phone, positioned it in like the headrest or something of the driver's seat.
God, it must have been quick.
And it would have been a very close angle.
Yeah.
There's not that much wiggle room in the back of a car to film anything.
No.
Yeah.
I wonder if they requested the footage from the police to get a couple of angles. Maybe.
We need to cut this up.
Tasteful splicing.
We'll split the profit with you.
A cross dissolve.
That might be nice. Star wipe.
And while he was doing
it. Sorry, why did he leave them alone? I need to know what he was doing.
I don't know, but while he was doing it.
That's unacceptable.
The man
cop.
Said, the man was saying, fuck the, I was meant to go, the 5-0.
Oh, you said that? You're about to be police?
Yeah. Brain snap. Anyway, he was saying that while he was getting it done and the cops could hear it in the audio recording of him doing the car. So the officer, after dropping them off, saw the footage, went straight back to their house and arrested them for lewd behaviour and a breach of police, both misdemeanours. It says she was released on bail for $1,300, but she has to go to court on December 16.
Right. Yeah, and what about the dude?
They both do. I'm trying to find out why the cop left.
Why did he leave? I mean, I get hungry too, but go through the drive-thru or something. You don't need to go into Red Rooster to get the crunchy chicken, you know?
Yeah.
Just do a drive-thru, bro.
And also, 5-0, isn't that the Hawaiian police? I mean, embarrassing for them.
Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
You're right.
This is the 50th state.
Sure. I don't know.
All it says is, after again saying no to them, the officer left them alone in the back of the car for a short period, only to later see what really went down when he reviewed the footage.
Nah, he's involved somehow. Yeah. You don't.
Do you reckon he's like, no, but if I turn this camera on and face it to you.
Yeah, no way. Don't leave them alone.
Yeah. But still, risky spot doing the back of a cop car.
Exactly. Yeah. And even though they've been charged with it, can they still now upload that video onto their OnlyFans? Because that, I can imagine, would be quite the niche fetish that would probably rake in a few buckaroos.
Well, you're not allowed to profit from crime.
This is a great point. And if they've been charged with the lewd act.
Yeah, as opposed to that
crime.
Specific thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Is it crime or is it making love, Nick?
That's you know? True, man. I didn't even take that into account. Yeah. And we'll see how that defense goes in court.
It was just Tuesday I told you boys that I'd reached a new milestone, that I was winning the marriage race by achieving something.
Yeah.
Got my scout badge in marriage for the sponge bar.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
My darling husband Angus had to have back surgery last week. He had an L5 S1 fusion, for anyone who knows what that is.
Doesn't sound fun.
It ain't fun, bruh. Yeah. It ain't
fun.
Little
cage in the back as
well.
Exactly,
in between the vertebra. Ugh. Anyway, required the sponge bath from his dear wife, and I was happy to oblige. And I was really enjoying it too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think you could see the joy, the glee in my face when I was regaling with those tales.
Yeah.
You said you like making him
a wet ass.
Have a wet ass.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm thorough. Nothing but thorough.
Yeah, you are.
But this is a sad day for me because last night Angus told me it's been the appropriate amount of time. I'm allowed to shower now. And I was like, no, does that mean it's the end of the sponge bath? He's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, you don't seem as sad about it as I am. He goes, no, you were great. I was like, what's wrong? Like, is there some feedback maybe? You know, God forbid you ever need me to do it again. Like, I would hate, like, I'd love to do it, but I don't want you to be in need of it.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Some feedback, maybe? You know, you hear those stories of people who give, like, date feedback cards?
Oh, yeah.
Give me my sponge bath feedback card. Yeah. He went, well, you're thorough, but you spent a little too much time on the back of my knees. Why were you spending so much time washing the back of my knees? And I went, what do you mean? He goes, you just – and I was like, I believe you. I definitely focused on the back of the knees. For some reason, I assumed back of knee would be a really refreshing spot to make clean again. He's like, how dirty do you think the back of my knees have gotten when I've been basically bedbound for a lot of the day and I walk up and down the street twice a day as my exercise, bit of rehab, the starts of rehab. I was like, sorry if I spent too much time on the back of your knees.
Yeah. It's not a part I've ever really washed intentionally.
I was like, let me go ask the boy. I just assume back of knee, important to keep clean. He is someone, remember we did the do your don't you ages ago, do your don't you wash your legs?
Yes.
He washes his legs.
Yeah, I wash my legs.
Yeah. So my brain, I went, well, back of knee, it's a joint, you know, it's constantly closing in
you
on
think
itself.
It's like the armpit of the knee. Of the leg.
It's the armpit of the leg. Right. Exactly. I think that's where my brain was going. You've got to get in there.
Bit of roll-on dove underneath the knee.
A little bit of a spritz at least.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Chuck some links on there.
Is the back
Africa,
of the knee,
Africa,
obviously. Yeah. You want it to last.
Yeah.
You want to attract all the ladies. Is the back of the knee the armpit of the leg?
Well, I see what you're saying, and in theory it could be, but the armpit smells and stuff because not only does it have hair, but your hands are always, your arms are always down.
Yeah.
So it's not getting that ventilation.
You're right. His legs are always at least stretched out.
Yeah. Unless you're kneeling and leaning back, your legs aren't really closed all that much.
If you're a nun or someone maybe practicing to become a priest and you're constantly down praying, I can see the back of the knee becoming sweaty.
Could be, but I don't.
But he hasn't been doing any of that.
No.
So is there something from the armpit that like releases toxins or something? Like, is there a reason why that stinks other than it's just under your arms?
It's got hair.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, he's got hair on the back of his knee.
Does he?
Yeah, you... Leg hair.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I've got hair on my head.
I don't think I grow hair on the back of my neck.
Really? Oh, because of the friction, maybe.
Possibly.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
From all those high knees you've been doing.
Back of the knee is a body part or a part of the body I don't really think about much.
No, I don't invest a lot of time in back of the knee thoughts.
Well, neither had Angus until I was scrubbing profusely the back of his knee. So just a little PSA. If you are an at-home nurse like I have been for the past week, back of knee doesn't need too much attention according to one patient.
Okay.
Maybe focus on other areas of the body.
I just imagine you like rolling him to his side, like singing to him, just like slowly caressing the back of his knee.
Little angry. Little. Do you have cameras in my house or something?
Did you sing to him? What did you say?
What
did you
what
sing?
Was that song you were singing?
Little Angie, little boy, clean your knee like it's a toy.
I don't have that in my repertoire. Can you write that down for me?
131060 right now. We're asking, what stood or what has stood so far the test of time?
What do you mean?
Well, good mate, he put up a social media post. It's very basic, this one. He's literally, it was a photo of him on a Dodgem car.
Yeah.
Where's Husey sitting on a Dodge Mart.
I don't know, it was weird. It was with a kid.
The lifestyles of the rich and the famous. Yeah. Just a bloody cheeky Wednesday Dodge Mart.
Probably his house, yeah. The Hughesy Fair.
His early Christmas present for his three kids. Just put a Dodge rink in the back.
And he just said, Dodge cars, still fun. They have stood the test of time. And I thought, that is so true.
That is true. Because, God, when was the Dodge car invented? That's been around at fates and carnivals for
so long.
God knows how long.
Yeah, I can picture like newsreels, you know.
Grainy newsreels with black and white.
And they're still
children like, get around the Dodge car.
Like Ferris wheels have been around for a while.
Yes.
But I wouldn't say like they're the most fun thing. I think they're good. But Dodge cars, fun for everyone. Been around forever.
Totally getcha.
Yeah, so 13, 10, 60 on that, you know, on that same sort of style. What stood the test of time?
Well, someone commented on Nick, Jess and Ducko. Chels commented Uno. And I love that suggestion and made me think of other card games. For me, Snap. I've been playing Snap with my we're a big Snap family. I'm
really?
So good at Snap. Don't even try and get my way. I'm a snapping turtle. I will take a finger from you. Honest to God.
Okay. I've been playing Snap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like literally we have to like take all our jewelry off. We have to do netball nail checks because my family gets so aggressive with Snap. But I've been playing since I was a kid and to this day I'm like to Angus, you want to play some Snap?
I hate that game.
Are you joking? It's been around though, and it ain't going anywhere.
No, yeah, that's true. I actually tried to teach Oda Snap the other day. So
how did he go?
Generation. Not too bad. I had to be a bit generous.
Yeah, okay.
Still.
He's four.
Not going to let him win.
With the reflexes of a 4-year-old.
Don't. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He needs to learn how to lose before he can win.
Yeah, he also doesn't know.
That's a great parenting message.
I'm more into it because, like, don't let him win, but yeah, thank you.
teach the kids humbleness, you know?
AJ on Facebook had a really good one, I reckon. Homemade slip and slide.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Out a long tarp, chucking some detergent on it.
And I love that he said homemade slip and slide. What do you mean homemade? Aren't they all homemade?
No. You can get one where you plug.
Can you buy them?
You can plug in a hose.
Yeah.
And it has a hose along the side.
They're never as good.
That spray.
They're never as good. I was going to say,
I've never seen one. I didn't know they existed because the homemade ones are so mint.
Yeah, yeah.
The tarp.
Get
the
your mum's, what's the fairy one? Morning fairy? Or just fairy?
Fairy.
Huh? The dishwashing soap.
Oh, yeah.
That's some good slippery stuff.
Yeah, all the skin suds on there.
Morning fresh is what I'm thinking.
One that I'm going to say, which might be a bit different, but I think we still use it. Printers.
What? They were terrible to start with. I'm not saying I'm endorsing them.
The foibles of a printer.
But they still print. We still need to print stuff. Yeah.
We do.
I don't know why we're moving on to 3D printers when we haven't yet mastered the 2D printer.
Yeah, it's very true.
They are always breaking down. Just the other day, I got told that I didn't have any cyan, and I was trying to print a black thing. I'm like, I don't need any cyan. It's just like, I'm shutting down, baby. I don't have any cyan until you get me some.
When my cyan brother is empty, I'm not doing it. I'm shutting shop.
Equal pay.
Why are they so big?
They're so big, always. And they're so temperamental.
Is it because of all the cyan? Is the cyan cartridge just taking up so much space?
I don't know.
But you are right. I mean, it's 2021 for all the electronic stuff. I needed to print a label just the other day to return something in the post.
Yeah.
From a parent perspective, I'll tell you it stood the test of time. Not only with my kids who are now 4, and this has worked from the time they were like 20 weeks old and still works now just as effectively, but also the longevity, like longitudinally. Peekaboo.
Oh, the game.
The game Peekaboo is still 100% of the time a dead set classic. They're 4 now. You can just close your hands over your face or go behind a door frame, pop out and go, way! And it is still
so
roll
funny.
On the ground
is
classic.
Is it Peekaboo if you're weighing and not Peekaboo? Is it still Peekaboo?
You've got to say Peekaboo in order for it to be. If you're weighing, you're playing
you
way.
Your own.
You're playing Creepy Doorman, dude.
It's like when someone does a really good cover of a song. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got to put your own twist on it.
You do. We don't need carbon copies for generations.
No.
We need a little bit of spice.
Yeah.
I love that.
13, 10, 60. What stood the test of time?
Mm.
Give us a call.
Rachel's in Terralba. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thanks. What has stood the test of time?
The telephone. The phone. I love phone calls and I hate bloody texting.
Oh, say, Rach, now we've asked what stood the test of time. Yeah. I reckon you might be the only one still calling people.
Yeah, using that home phone, using that landline.
I hate phone calls. When my phone rings, I'm like, who dares call me? Yeah.
How can you not pre-text me?
You got to pre-text, Rach.
Thank you. Free. And phone boxes are for free now.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does that tell you? Because no one's spending any money on them.
Are you still hearing this sound at your house, Rach?
Yes,
I do. The dial-up has stood the test of time at Rachel's house. Wow.
Shannon in Swansea, what do you reckon stood the test of time?
I'm going to say the jolly jumper.
Oh, yes.
What's that?
You like strap it to a door frame and then put your kid in like a thing and then they can jump up and down.
Is that like you got a door, you got a gym before your baby?
Yeah.
And I had it when I was a baby and I put my daughter in it when she was one and a bit.
Was it the same jolly jumper? Like, had it been passed down or you got a new one?
No, I wish it was a new one.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The jolly jumper.
Only things like the pram have stood the test of time. Obviously,
that's true.
Obviously, they've just gotten better and better.
Yeah, true. They've got little wings on them now.
What's the good prams?
Mountain buggy?
Bigaboo?
Bugaboos.
Bugaboo.
Bugaboo. How do you know what the good pram is? Oh,
I'm big in the pram market.
Are you?
Yeah. Monique's incest.
You got an announcement or something? What a weird way to announce.
Oh, I've been looking at prams lately, you know what I mean? Monique incest, what's through the test of time?
Guys, gaming consoles. I know they've evolved over time, but we still have a Nintendo 64 and we genuinely enjoy playing it still.
Wow. Can you plug a Nintendo 64 into like one of these new age TVs?
Yeah, you can.
Or is it, and it can handle it?
You've just got to change the latency a little bit. But you can get a cord to plug my Super NES, which predates the 64.
What? And into like your high-definition OLED
TV. Samsung HD.
And they did the red, white, and yellow cables for the Nintendo 64. Do they have those on brand new Schmick TVs? Because it's all HDMI.
You have to get like an adapter.
You can get an HDMI cable for Super NES. Oh. And even Nintendo.
64s are the greatest invention. Nintendo 64s. So good.
They were fun. I was a 64 kid too.
So much fun.
Thanks, Monique. That's a great one. Ben is in Gwendolyn. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thanks. What has stood the test of time?
Oh, it's going to be card games for me. I grew up with three sisters and I've got three boys now and I have card games with the wife of the boys.
Are you a Snap family, Ben?
No. Oh. My favourite game is the old Presidents and A-Holes.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good
Warlords
game.
And Scumbag. Same thing,
one.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Morgan's family is big on card games. They play every Christmas.
I love that. I love doing something you did as a kid with your kids. Yeah. That's really nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
And Shannon's in Edgeworth. Shannon on 13 1060. What stood the test of time?
Radio, mate.
Oh, love it, Shannon.
Yes.
Love it. Preach. Everyone goes, everyone's going the way of the podcast. No, they're not. Yeah. Look at Rachel. Look at Shannon.
What do you
Simon's
love about,
on the phone.
Shannon,
Evie.
What do you love about radio?
It's live. It's free.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's 8:31 right now. You know, it's live.
Look at that.
Absolutely.
And was it Buggles? Video killed the radio star?
Yeah.
When was that released? Incorrect Buggles.
Yeah. So there you go.
Incorrect Buggles. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you,
That's
Shannon.
A
we
great
appreciate you.
One. Is Shannon just trying to suck up so we give him the $500 spent at Casey's Toys? Because I tell you what, he sold me.
Make Christmas yours with Spotlight.
So obviously, Christmas time.
One month today.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Is it one month today? Oh, it is. The 25th. Anyway, we had to get a Christmas tree. I've been saying it before. Morgan and I haven't had one yet. Haven't had to put one up.
9 years you've been together. Lived together for how long?
Geez, five, six.
Five. Never had a Christmas tree. Not even like a couple of twigs with some tinsel.
Oh, we had like a little, one of those little ones.
Like a desk one.
Like a little desk one, but I don't care.
That already comes decorated.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, it's not a Christmas tree unless you have to put the bauble on.
Correct.
Yeah, a star that you buy at a shop would crush that thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Stars are very hard to find and expensive as well. But we went yesterday.
To be fair, when you say they're hard to find, Dal, you've left it till 4 weeks before the big day.
Yes, this is the problem.
Is that that bad?
That's
4 weeks?
This is what I feel, Gilly.
The stuff's been in the shop since October. Like, it was fighting with the Halloween stuff for shelf space.
I know,
it's
but
been
like,
around.
I genuinely, up until I think last year, have not shopped pre-Christmas Eve for presents. Like, that's just how I've gone about it. And then this year, all of a sudden, we can't post things. Everything's running out of stock.
It's because everyone's looking forward to Christmas more than ever this year.
Very true.
Rightly so. But yesterday, we went, I was like, oh, you know, 4 weeks out. Let's go get this Christmas tree last night. Went to Charlestown, you know, looking at a few shops there that they had to get them. Everything is practically sold out.
Is it really?
Everything is practically sold out. And people are going nuts over Christmas stuff. People go in there and they just like ransack the shelves. You know, they're going hard for it.
And it's not like it's on sale.
No, not at all.
It's just limited
now.
And
they don't want people to get their little glowing lights and their baubles. And like, it was just, the bare bones was left, right? So we finally went to Kmart. They probably had the most stock left. and we were looking, and then I didn't realize. So I was like, let's just get a tree. You know, you just, I'm not getting a real one, I'm getting a fake one.
Yep.
Yeah. You just think a tree. I didn't know the trees come from the T1 model or up to the T18.
Is that what's the difference? A size thing?
Yeah. Or the yes and no. Like the T1's the Kingston pine, which is just a cheeky $49. So that's the smaller tree.
Is that like your entry level?
Entry level, bit bigger than your shelf, your desk tree, a little bit bigger.
Is that based off a real tree called the Kingston pine?
Possibly. Possibly.
You have, like, you someone are now didn't do the their research.
I mean, there's the blue whistler, which I quite liked. That's mid-mark, sort of $60.
Okay.
Cashmere Christmas trees are in there. You got, I mean, if you want to go top echelon, you got the snowy jasper.
Is okay, that the T18?
Yeah.
How tall is the jasper?
Snowy jasper is, the normal Christmas tree height.
Okay.
Like a six-footer.
Yeah. No, not that big. Jeez.
Like your height?
I didn't expect to be answering this many questions about Christmas trees.
Mate,
hold on.
If you bring up Christmas trees and say things like T1 to T18.
Well, this is what I wanted to get into. 2.13 metres, 7 foot. Oh, okay, there you go.
7 foot?
7 foot the snowy jasper. But I liked the snowy pine pre-lit, which was coming in, around $200.
And when you say pre-lit, has it got lights in it or something?
Yes.
Or just after party?
Yeah, just like, it's lit all the time, baby. So I thought,
just never stop pre-drinking.
It's always prinking. My thing was, though, I don't want to spend too much money on a Christmas tree.
$200 for a tree.
It's just, and a fake tree. Yeah, I was like, I don't want to spend that much.
It's pre-lit.
It is pre-lit.
Don't need to buy it cruises.
Here's the thing, though. They didn't have any of the jasper left. Oh. None of the snowy pine left.
Oh.
They only had three models left. It was like the T2, the T3, and the T8.
Oh.
And you think, like, the bigger the number, the better they get. It's not always the way. They're really chop and change.
Because bushiness would vary. It's like our hot chip thing. Girls would vary.
Yeah. Correct.
Crispiness would vary.
So we ended up, we settled, which I'm proud to announce we took it home, the Green Virginia Christmas tree for
$90. $90 and
the
height?
The T3.
Okay.
Let me get my Green Virginia. Yeah, no, it's 7 foot. It's still a big boy.
7 footer, yeah, okay.
How are you going to get the star on that bad boy?
Well, I don't know. But the thing is, it's a long, thin boy. You know what I mean?
It's a thin boy.
Well, it's got a bit of thickness, but it's not too...
Oh, it's a Nick Gill in a tree.
Exactly.
Just stick your arms out, Gilly. Is that what it looks like?
Oh, that's way wider than my tree.
Do you need everything to be fit in your house?
Everything has to be lean when you enter Duncan's house. He doesn't have a doorbell. You have to do 5 push-ups and then he knows you want to come in.
This Christmas tree isn't lean.
It doesn't get water. It's got like diet water with reduced calories.
He's not using Tinsley Sprinkles protein powder.
Grow my protein. Even if it's fake, I still do it. Yeah,
and what decorations have you gone with? What's your theme? Because if you're working with bare bones, have you just got like blue stuff or something?
We got a Morgan didn't want tinsel. Morgan. Do you guys find tinsel tacky? Because Morgan said tinsel's tacky.
Tinsel is probably on the out.
Oh, Christmas is tacky, though.
Tinsel is a bit classroom decoration.
That's what she
said.
I was like, let's get tinsel. And she's like, no. Like, sweetie, no. And I was like, what? Tinsel's great.
Yeah, nah.
We're going for that gold bauble theme, gold and silver.
Do you know what's nice? A big bow. Did you get any big bows?
No, because we were going to get a wreath. For the front door.
Oh, yeah.
But they're like at cheapest, like $25-$30. And I was like, I don't really want to buy a wreath that bad.
But how will your neighbours know you've got the festive spirit alive inside?
How are they going to know it's Christmas Eve?
By my nativity set on the front lawn, obviously.
Are you playing baby Jesus every night? You just swaddle yourself and lie in the manger.
It's like your acting, hasn't got heaps of nibbles at the moment. It's all right, babe, I'm going to roll.
Just every singing day.
I'm playing baby Jesus in our nativity set on our front lawn. Five nights a week, sweetie.
Right now, we need you on the phone
to
win that $500 of Casey's Toys. Now, we are asking, it's the 25th of November.
What does that mean?
It means it's a month away till Christmas. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell. Ducko, just earlier you told us the beep fight that you had to endure at the shops yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just trying to find a Christmas tree.
Yes.
Because you haven't owned one up until this point.
I haven't. It was wild. You can get from the T1 all up to the T18 for those playing on.
So you're already seeing the shops a little bit chaotic.
It's wild.
But we are going to ask right now, what do you dread most about Christmas time?
Ooh.
And maybe it is doing the shopping.
Yep.
Maybe it is getting a new tree or starting fresh with decorations. Because I saw a great thread started on a Facebook page, community page I'm a part of. And someone wrote, the thing I hate most about Christmas is fluffing my tree. Now, I've never heard this expression before. Yeah. She said, it's my most hated task. I love Christmas, but I hate fluffing my tree.
This is not a euphemism?
Can't... No.
Okay. How does one fluff the tree?
Well, yeah. People are like, she's like, can I pay one of you guys in this community group to come fluff my tree?
Mm.
And people are like, what do you mean fluff the tree? But a lot of people are like, yeah, oh my God, queen, I feel you, fluffing the tree is the worst. Upon some investigation, you know when you have a fake tree?
Yeah, that's what I just got.
Exactly. Okay. So you're a real tree guy, Gilly, so yeah. You may never experience this because your trees are always fresh. And the pine needles, the spindly bits, are always kind of bushy.
Yeah.
And alive, yeah? When you've had a plastic tree squished in its box for 11 months and then you've got to pull it out, all the branches and all the little fake leaf bits are all squished down. They're flat. They're limp and lifeless.
You've got to open its legs.
You've really got to spread it. Yeah.
Spread it out.
You've got to spread it out. You've got to fluff it,
yes.
As this woman described. But that might require a gesture. Reminiscent of
churning butter.
Well, that would be, I would say churning, the up and down. Yeah. So not a stir.
Yeah. You got to go straight back and forth.
Is that how you churn butter?
Well, mate, I'm learning this off your Amish family.
Up and down.
Yeah.
Because
if
you imagine the spindly pine needles, to get them fluffed, you got to kind of agitate them a bit. Yeah. You can't go one by one. That'd take a year.
Yeah.
You'd be ready for Christmas 2022. So you could just run your hand along it.
Would that not hurt?
In a circuit, maybe.
Yeah.
I feel as though you'd lose.
Would you rather a limp Christmas tree?
No, I would not.
I feel as though you'd lose some leaves as well.
Well, I mean, it depends on the quality of your tree, I guess, and your vigorous
fluffing. If you're getting a snowy jasper, you're not losing. If you're getting a cashmere Christmas tree.
Exactly. Yeah. No one wants a flaccid tree. You want fluffed tree.
Right.
And this woman was saying, love Christmas, but that is my most hated job.
Okay.
Fluffing the tree. Maybe because she does it too vigorously and she's breaking her tree also hurting her hand.
Mm.
But it begs the question, what's your most dreaded thing about Christmas time?
I think there's two things for me. First of all is when you, and it doesn't happen every year, you exchange a gift card for the same value with somebody. And it's just like,
how heartfelt.
Here's $50 for Coles Meyer. Here's $50 for Woolworths.
Yeah.
Great. Net result zero.
We just ended up
where we began.
No joy whatsoever.
And that's on me as much as it is the other person. I got them a gift card. They got me a gift card.
I think last year my sister just, because we do $60 for our family limit, Secret Santa, my sister just transferred me $60.
Are you joking? No.
She's like, the thing's out of stock. I just transfer it to
just
me.
Just quietly. So are you telling me that your family Secret Santa is, you have a higher budget than the work one?
Yeah, because of my family.
It's a family.
Yeah, $60. The work one's
We're
still
his
40.
Family, and we see him every day. When was the last time you saw your sister in Queensland?
The borders have been locked.
Exactly. You see me every day. I'm your sister. I deserve $60.
Help.
I was going to say, the work Secret Santa. That's probably someone's most dreaded
that's
part
mine.
Of Christmas
yeah, yeah,
time.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
that yours?
For me, work Secret Santa. Oh, the pressure.
Oh, man. But the other thing I don't like, and this is going to sound a little bit grinchy, but there's a reason behind it, is the length of Christmas these days. So it starts kind of November 1. Like everything's kind of kicking off and everyone's getting into gear for Christmas and getting their decorations and talking about presents and putting their trees up and stuff like that. I think the joy of special events is the scarcity of them. So
this is a little bit grinchy, Gilly.
It's very grinchy. I love people getting involved.
Christmas, he hates the festive cheer.
Yeah,
Going too far beyond its parameters.
Yes.
It's not allowed to play outside its boundaries.
I want to be running at festive cheer 100 for two solid days, but that's it.
How could people be winding up in November? That's an early wind up.
Whoa. You can't be running. You're going to run out of steam, sir.
But it's like anything that was once rare and now isn't. It just becomes joyless because everyone gets one.
You vote no to hot cross buns all year round.
Oh, when hot cross buns come out on January 1, it's like, what's the point? I might as well be a loaf of bread.
But you know what?
Yeah.
To each their own.
Each their own. If you want to be the Grinch, be the Grinch.
If you want to be the, it doesn't matter how grinchy you think yours is, no one can beat that one.
So the magic of Christmas is wonderful. Just doesn't need to be in November.
Imagine his kids being like, Daddy, can we set the Christmas tree up earlier this year? No.
No.
And that's outside the parameters, son.
Exactly.
Yeah. 13, 10, 60. What do you dread most about Christmas?
Yeah, pile on.
We'll do it next.
Tash is in Raymond Terrace. Hi, Tash.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great, thanks. What's that thing you dread around this time of year?
It's trying to pick gifts for everybody. Like, what does everybody even want?
Are you asking them, do you want it to be a surprise? Do you have someone like me who wants something that's $300 every time? It's just
I don't know what I want. Let's just get a surprise.
Surprises.
I don't know what I feel like. Because people ask me what I want. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, like, you mentioned the gift cards before, Gilly. I hate gift cards, but I get it.
Yeah.
It's so...
And what do you get someone who's got everything, you know what I mean?
A picture of yourself. Do they have that?
I would froth that.
A signed one by you, Ducky.
I sign me and someone frames it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Shannon's in Edgeworth. Shannon, what do you dread most about Christmas?
I'd have to say traffic.
Good one.
And the parking, Shannon.
Driving down 650, my son reckons I rage a bit.
I missed that, Shannon. More time.
I said my son thinks I rage a bit when we drive down to Sydney in the traffic.
And then around Christmas time, level up, exactly.
Highways on Christmas time.
Yeah, add a car park into there as well.
Oh, God. And everyone's so polite in the car parks when you're looking for parks.
So nice.
Good
the spirit of Christmas there.
Sarah's in Maryland's on 131060. Sarah, what do you dread most about Christmas?
Hi, guys. It's a plug for my parents. So my mum dreads Christmas, absolutely dreads it.
Mm-hmm.
My dad starts putting his Christmas lights, spectacular, by the way, in Maryland, all over Facebook. He starts putting his lights together in November, and I mean covering the house to a T. Also, shout out to Westpac Rescue Helicopter. We're fundraising for them this year.
A plug segment, Sarah.
So, my mum is a humbug to a T. She has a black Christmas hat that says Bar Humbug. And she gets cheerful about the 24th of December. And that's about it.
Wow. She's got the same thing as Nick. You don't like people celebrating too early.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so he won't be visiting your dad's house is what we're gathering.
Yeah.
I'd love to visit dad's house. In the parameters.
Yeah, within the parameters. December starts, I'm in.
Mel's in Belmont. Wrap us up here, Mel. What do you dread most about Christmas?
Putting the Christmas tree back and unfluffing it.
Unfluffing.
Mel, because a fluffy tree doesn't fit in the box, does it? A limp tree does.
That's a good 5-hour job if you're going to do it properly.
100%. It's all fun and games putting the baubles on, but getting that stupid little bit of twine off your twiggy little branches, it's impossible.
It doesn't actually fit back in the box.
No, it's always heavy fronds kind of poking out the top.
And the box is always a bit ripped because when you open it, you're so excited. Yeah.
There are that many cable ties around my Christmas tree box. It's all cable tie. Yeah. There's no cardboard.
Or duct tape.
Or duct tape.
I guarantee you, I'm not putting my Christmas tree away this year.
I don't think I'll do that.
I think I'll just move it to another room.
Just
constantly be up?
Yeah.
Just pull it out.
Why not?
Just chuck a tarp over it.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Leave it in the corner. See what happens.
Hang some art on it, and then it becomes like an installation in your living room.
That's not bad. That's pretty trendy.
Do you guys like my January tree?
My Valentine's Day tree.
Hey. Yeah.
Make Christmas yours with Spotlight. Nick, Jess, and Duncan.